This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump says there's no need right now for a national shutdown, even as another state ordered its residents to stay home. AP Sagar Meghani reports.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says it pains him that he's telling all 9 million residents not to go out. California, New York, and Illinois, among others, have done the same, and Murphy's urging other governors to follow suit.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
The Trump administration's been knocking down Facebook posts and text messages that a national quarantine is coming. The president says states in middle America may only have a few cases and don't need to lock down.
It may be a time, I hope that never happens, where we need to take very drastic action. But right now, that's not in the same ballpark.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Negotiators from Congress and the White House resumed top-level talks Saturday on a ballooning $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package. The Senate convened a rare weekend session with the aim of drafting the package Saturday, holding an initial vote Sunday, and winning Senate passage on Monday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said everyone must act in the country's best interest.
More Americans are being laid off every day. More small businesses are being forced to shed payroll every day. Our nurses and doctors are running lower on key supplies every day.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin began negotiations with McConnell, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, and senators from both parties using McConnell's GOP offer as a starting point. For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said Saturday that all Italian businesses must close until April 3rd, with the exception of those essential to maintaining the country's supply chain. As Matthew LaRotonda reports, Conte's statement came after Italy closed all parks and banned citizens from going out except for food.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as 4 times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship to offset the overflowing medical wards.
That's Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters reporting. In the Middle East, Jordan sounded air raid sirens and Iran's death toll continued to climb as countries sought to stem the outbreak of the coronavirus. In one of the strictest curfews yet, Jordan ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday, when it plans to announce specific times for shopping. More people died of COVID-19 in Iran, bringing the country's overall death toll to more than 1,500. Egypt announced that all museums and archaeological sites, including the famed pyramids at Giza, would be closed from Monday until the end of March. Egypt also announced the temporary suspension of Friday prayers and other religious services in mosques and churches. Syria, meanwhile, said it was suspending all recruitment as well as penalties for those avoiding mandatory conscription into the army until April 22nd. North Korea on Saturday welcomed what it said was a letter from U.S. President Donald Trump to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying it was a sign of the special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders. North Korean state media said Kim had received a letter from Trump in which the U.S. president said he was impressed by Pyongyang's efforts to defend itself from the coronavirus. A senior Trump administration official confirmed the president sent the letter and called it consistent with his efforts to engage global leaders during the ongoing pandemic. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.